Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power turned on. Tell me right now, I'll be gone. I'll play my fight song.
With Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Yep, another show. And we're going again with some art. Actually, it's sort of a continuation on the museum called the Modern Toronto. This past show, I interviewed Ben Wolfit, who's the owner of the museum, and we're now going to be talking with Andre, and I don't know how to pronounce his last name because it's French. Fourteau, maybe. Well, we'll find out. And he's going to be having one of his installations there. I'm not sure if it's, I think it's coming up pretty soon in a few days. Well, let's see what it says is that the photo sculpture exhibition includes pieces from the 1980s to the early 2000s, presenting 10 abstract welded sculptures in diverse metals, such as brass, galvanized steel, Corten, and forged steel. Sections of some sculptures have been dipped in chrome, giving them a high polish, contrasting with other sections left raw, or coated with layers of polychrome color and iridescent pigments. His sculptures are anchored in formalist abstract theories and constructed sculptures, cubist beginnings in collage. Okay, anyway, he was born, Andre was born in Dunnville, Ontario, Canada. In 1946, and he now lives in Toronto. And so he does. It's abstract geometric sculptures. And while we wait for him, well, of course, yes.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calibo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale.
Yeah, and you can get these absolutely wonderfully delicious brownies at www.brownies.com. And they also have these really great cookies as well. Well, let's get off that subject and on to art, because I think I now have Andre on the phone. Andre, hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Okay. How do you pronounce your last name?
It's Fauteuil.
Fauteuil, okay.
Fauteuil. F-O, soft T. Fauteuil.
Okay. It's difficult when you learn Spanish.
Yes, I know.
Every single
letter
is pronounced.
Yes, yes.
You know?
French is the opposite. It's like English.
French, you look at the word and go, I don't know which one's to pronounce exactly. But, you know, I guess you start learning. But anyway,
yeah.
So let's get to this. So first I want you to introduce yourself to my audience. Tell me about yourself.
I'm André Fauteuil, a sculptor, 72 years old, living and working in Toronto. I make metal sculpture, and I paint as well, but the exhibition that is being featured right now is a sculpture exhibition.
And what type of sculpture do you do? It's all abstract?
Abstract, constructed sculpture. Sculpture that comes out of collage. Collage had changed sculpture a lot. People started, when collage came on the scene, people realized they didn't have to model or carve sculpture. They could build sculpture. So that's, I'm following that tradition of building sculpture.
And how did you get started, by the way, in doing this?
I just started in the beginning. Generally, I've done something, and it sparks an idea. And
when did you start doing the sculptures? How old were you when you said, this is what I want to do?
Well, I graduated from art school when I was 21, and I painted for 3 years afterwards. In 1969, I went to New York to Andre Emmerich Gallery and saw Anthony Carroll's show. And it blew me away, and I said, boy, this is what I want to do. I want to make things like this. And that was my beginning as a sculptor.
So when you decided to do this, where did you gather it?
In the beginning, I used all new materials. I gathered it from steel yards. I ordered it from a steel yard and fabricated it myself. You know, I knew I had to learn how to work with metal and weld, so I taught myself that. And if ever I wanted something, I've known that I have to go out and make it happen. So that's what I did.
So when you're creating a sculpture, do you first draw what you want, or do you just take materials and in your mind decide what you're going to put together?
Just take materials and decide somewhat in my mind, somewhat coming from what I've just done before. You know, my working process is I do a piece, and the next piece is born out of the piece I've just done. So I use my past work, excuse me, as food to kind of nurture what I'm going to do next.
Now, when you're taking the pieces, because I was able to look at one of the pieces, are these pieces already, is the color already part of it when you're taking it, or are you taking the parts and painting them first?
No, the color I'm putting on, and the color is determined after the form is determined. So, and the color is used to accent or emphasize the form?
When you have when you put the piece together, are you looking more at what it like the view of it, or what you feel it symbolizes?
I'm looking for a feeling. It's not what I do is not rational. It's not about something. It's sensory. It's sensual. And I say to myself, how does this feel? Does this feel right? Does this feel like good art should feel? And so I use that as a measure all the time.
So let's say I'm looking at a piece, and I say to you, and I would imagine there's a title, correct?
Yes, yeah.
And would it be something like, would I need your interpretation from
no.
it? Or if I look
no.
at it, I would say, oh, yes, that
you would say,
you know,
how
symbolizes
does this,
that title.
How does this feel relative to other sculpture I admire?
Mm-hmm.
When I look at a David Smith sculpture, I get a certain feeling from it. And it's, very dense, an intense, strong feeling. And so I say, am I getting near that? Right? I would ask the viewer to say, does this stand up to what you have been excited about in the past?
Okay, so it's more like sort of like comparing.
Yes, it's relative. It's, something. It's quality. People don't like the word quality, but that's what it is. If it was food, it would be how does it taste? If it was music, it would be how does it sound?
Okay, and in this case, it's like, how do my eyes like it?
How does the visual arrangement affect you in a sensory way?
Okay.
We listen to music, and we don't understand it. We just say, "Gee, this feels right. This excites me," and we don't need a rational explanation of it. Well, I think
yeah,
art can be the same way.
Yeah, this is true. It doesn't necessarily have to be that you're making a replica of somebody or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, and how many pieces, when is this going to open, by the way?
This opens this coming Thursday, the 22nd, which is your
oh.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. That's right.
We
it's
celebrate
not
Thanksgiving.
Yours. That's right.
No, our Thanksgiving is celebrated earlier. Yeah.
You have a Thanksgiving?
Yes, we celebrate it the first Monday in October.
Well, who came over to you?
That's the case because Thanksgiving for us comes out of the European harvest festivals. So it's October in Canada is when the harvest is completed.
Okay.
So that's when you have Thanksgiving to be thankful for your harvest.
Oh, okay. I mean, Mayflower didn't stop by Canada, did it?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. Okay. So how did you get involved with the museum, by the way?
I've known Ben Wolfit for years, and I've followed his work for the last 45 years, I think, because we've both been working and exhibiting in the same town, Toronto.
Is this the first time you're doing it, or is this That's going to be at his museum, or you've been there a number of times?
No, it's the first time at this museum. This is a new museum. It's just been opened about 6 months.
Oh.
And Ben just opened it about 6 months ago. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he hasn't had a lot of exhibits.
No, it's just I think this is the third exhibit at the museum, you know. Ben had a very successful career and was able to open this museum and start exhibiting for people.
Oh, yeah, because we were talking about, I guess, that probably the next exhibit is an artist named Marlene Yu.
That's coming up from
New York.
Oh, okay. I don't know her. I'll certainly Google and look her up her work. How is you spelled?
Y-U.
Y-U?
Yeah, Marlene Yu, Y-U.
Okay. I'm curious to see that. Yeah.
Well, that's how this all got started, because Marlene Yu has a... Well, she has a foundation, and she lives in Queens, and I was attending the receptions and writing about them, and this last one is when I met Ben.
Okay. Huh.
And then, you know, then it went on. Then it went from there.
Right, yeah. That's life, huh? We all move forward through a series of accidents.
Yeah, well, I wish, unfortunately, I won't be able to come up there and be at your reception to write about it. It's like too far away.
That's okay,
yeah. Slightly.
where are you
but
living?
But I can get, I live in Queens.
Oh, okay.
In New York.
Well, if I'm in New York, I'll give you a call.
Okay. But I will get some photos from the reception, and
okay.
I'll see what I can write about it, even though I'm not attending.
Okay, wonderful.
And I can get the, you know, information from Ben. I have no problem in writing about it. It's just won't be there. Do you have your next place that you're going to be exhibiting?
No, this is the only thing I have running at the moment.
After this ends, do you have
after
plans of
then?
No,
I'm back in the studio making work, but I don't have any other exhibitions lined up after this show.
Oh, okay. By the way, where is Dunnville?
Dunnville is a small town on Lake Erie, the Canadian side of Lake Erie.
Oh, okay.
During the Second World War, there was an Air Force base there, and my father was stationed at that Air Force base. So during part of the war and just after the war, so that's why I was born there. I left with my family when I was about 6 months old, so I have no ties to Dunnville.
Oh, okay, but you live in Toronto now.
I've lived in Toronto. I grew up in Hamilton.
Okay.
Hamilton is about 40 miles from Toronto, and it's the Pittsburgh of Canada. It's where the steel industry is and the heavy industries are. And then I moved to Toronto as an art student, and I've been here since, with the exception of about a year and a half living in Spain.
Oh.
I lived in Ibiza in 1967 for a year, and I was a painter at the time. And I went back in 1988 for 6 months and made sculpture, had a show, did a commission for a city park in Barcelona.
Oh.
So I have a piece in the main park in Barcelona.
Well, that's nice. So so you have some sculptures that are, I guess, on permanent display around
yes,
the world.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. No, I'm in maybe, you know, 12, 13 museums and a couple of city collections.
Any here in New York?
No, I've had shows in New York, but I don't have any public pieces in New York.
Oh, all right. You have any favorite places in Toronto?
Sorry, do I have any what?
To visit. You have any favorite places in Toronto to visit, by the way?
Oh.
In case I want to come up there.
Yes, I guess my favorite place to visit is the Far Eastern collection at the Royal Ontario Museum. They have wonderful Chinese art.
Okay, I think I was there many years ago.
Okay. But it's excellent. I mean, we have the Art Gallery of Ontario is our major art museum, but it doesn't stand up to anything you've got in Brooklyn or New York.
Okay. Well, I guess it really kind of depends on what one's interest is.
That's true, yeah. No, there's you know, interesting Canadian historical art that you wouldn't see elsewhere.
That's true.
Yeah. Toronto is the most interesting thing about Toronto are the people, not the museums, not the architecture, but Toronto is just a whole series of people from all over the world. There are more people of color in Toronto now than there are Europeans, just because it's a city of immigration. And as a result, all these neighborhoods have their festivals and restaurants, and it's really interesting to go from neighborhood to neighborhood and try different types of food. That's where Toronto, that's why it's worth a trip to Toronto.
I was telling Ben, I happened to go 1 year with that, from the carnival.
Oh, the Caribbean Carnival, yeah.
Yes. I went 1 year, and I happened to be there when the Prime Minister and the former Prime Minister were there, and I had dinner with both of them.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
That's the one thing I remember. I've been up there a number of times.
Well, you're doing better than I am. I've never had dinner with any of the prime ministers.
Well, it happened to be. I wanted to go to the purposely to that festival, when it was set up for me, it just happened that they were both attending, and I thought, oh, how nice! I get to meet them.
Great.
I can't
great.
Even get to meet the mayor of New York, but it's like when I do my travel autos, I go traveling, I get to meet the big wigs every place else. But if I try to own city, I can't get them.
There's the expert from afar theory that I have. The further away you are from home, the more of an expert you become in people's eyes.
Okay. I'm hoping to come
so
up there.
So if you went to Hong Kong, you would be, the ultimate expert.
Yeah, I'm sure. But then again, yes, I went. Right now, I'm pretty good on the Chinese food here. That's for sure.
Well, we've got Indian, Indonesian, Middle Eastern, Greek, Korean.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just they're like all the nationalities have their different cuisines here.
Yeah, I know it's interesting to see in terms of people who came from other countries on coming to both the United States and Canada.
Yeah.
When they came, my theory about in the United States is they all got on a plane, landed at JFK Airport in Queens,
yeah. Right.
Got off the plane and said, "Well, we don't have any more money to go anyplace else, so we're going to settle here in Queens." And they turned to each other and said, "Okay, well, what are we going to do to earn money?" And they said, "Let's open up a restaurant."
Yes.
So if you come here in the county, in Queens County, you can get any food you want.
I'm sure. Yeah. Well,
which is fine with me.
Makes for an interesting community. Yeah.
Well, the thing I enjoy about Toronto is that they have the underground.
Oh, for the in the wintertime, you mean you can walk anywhere underground
in
the downtown?
So
you can, yes.
Yeah. Well, just unfortunately, it's not big enough.
Yeah. No. Right.
You still have to come out on the street and freeze a little.
Yeah.
But anyway, so to go back to this, so this is going from when to when?
This is coming in a few days,
and then how long will this be?
Till the 8th of February, so it's a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A little over 2 months.
Okay, so that's right. So now I think it's like not long after that Marlene Yu gets her murals up there.
Marlene Yu, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to look her up. Great.
Okay.
I enjoyed talking with you, Meryl.
Yes, same here. I really appreciate you calling in. And as I said, I'll see what I could do to get the information on the reception itself. And write this in the newspaper. How's that?
Well, that's wonderful. Wonderful.
Great. Well, have a great evening.
Will do. And happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yes. Yes, thank you. And by the way, contrary to what you think, the Mayflower did not first land at Plymouth Rock.
Okay, where did it land?
They actually landed in Provincetown, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
And they keep perpetuating this idea that they landed at Plymouth Rock. But if you go to Provincetown, Massachusetts, you could see the Plymouth Monument, which is it's the tallest granite structure in the United States.
Okay. Okay.
Just wanted to share that.
Okay.
Well, have a great evening.
Will do. Take care, Meryl.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to end this early. And where is my thing? I don't know what I'm going to eat tonight. God. Okay, let's see. My music. Music intro. Here it is, music intro. Well, so it's now going to be music ending. Anyway, so again, have a great day, evening, afternoon, or whenever you're listening to this. And the chickens are sleeping, by the way. and the chicken's asleep. There we go. Click.